Hello, good morning or afternoon from here in the Basque region where it is absolutely green outside. I mean, there's the green explosion. I look out my window and there's every shade possible. And yeah, that's spring here in the Basque country. You see the picture I sent is a typical picture nowadays, what you see outside anywhere, and that is fields where they're cutting the grass, letting it dry, and then they roll it up in their balls, and then you can see the garden there. The Basque around this town have absolutely incredible gardens. Large, sometimes like this one, but they, my goodness, you can see the color of the dirt. It is, and man, do they produce. They really know how to do their gardens. Anyway, it's a beautiful time of year for sure. Okay, I'm going to send a bunch of pictures after this. I already sent the link to that song of the men singing, if you're interested, on when was that? Saturday morning. Yeah, we had our second regional men's meeting for the year, or after, or post-COVID, and so I think it went very well. I had a good attendance and excellent spirit, and I continued teaching on leadership on Joshua, taking the baton, so to speak, from Moses. And we looked at taking courage, starting there. Anyway, had a great meeting. That was on Friday night. We had our Friday night fellowship with prayer time, and I did a light supper for everyone. And then we have music practice for Sunday. And one thing we're just starting now, many of you might remember Iñaki, the little boy, Jason's little brother, used to go with us to McDonald's on Friday nights after our Friday night fellowships before COVID. He was always, he's always tagging along with his brother. So he came with us, and I would sometimes get a little interview with him or a conversation or a greeting or something. And so what we're wanting to do, he loves the piano. He's playing the piano or studying piano. So we have an extra keyboard at church, and we're going to have him shadow the main piano and start getting used to playing at church. And he's interested in it. And yesterday he came to church. His brother was sick, and he's 14 years old. He came to church on his own. That means taking the train and then walking about a mile. And yeah, it was good to see him. And I might add a picture of the Sunday school class. I mean, you're going to get a bunch today, but I'll add a picture of the class that I teach, the Bible class for the young teenagers. And he's in that. Okay, then tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm heading to Santander again to visit Manolo, who used to be in our ministry, he and his sister. Some of you, many of you know him, or have definitely heard about him, and some of you pray for him. So hopefully go see him. I'm going to take Nico with me. I try and go with someone all the time, just for the fellowship. And so Nico's going with me, and we will leave after team meeting in the morning, go and get there at about mid-afternoonish. Walk around the area there. It's the capital of Santander. It's on the coast, beautiful coast of northern Spain. And then we'll take him out for supper. And then we'll head back and, yeah, be back before midnight. And then at Ayerdi, work is going on. We're continuing some work inside, some rock work, just finishing rock walls and just trying to plug away a little bit every week. And Danny works outside. Mike does primarily stuff outside. Right now, Danny has been cleaning the yellow tank. Mimi, too. She was inside the tank today with him cleaning. And also trenching cables and tubes and pipes for the various electronic devices he's installing, as well as water pumping and so forth. We're hoping this year for the workers' retreat in August. Sometimes we come to the retreat after 2 or 3 weeks, say, of very little rain, and if we go 2 weeks without rain, things start to really, really show, get dry, and yeah. So we've had it happen a couple of times where we almost ran out of water, and so this year we're hoping to plan ahead and put some things in place so that we have plenty of water in case we do get a dry a dry spell right there in the middle of summer. Pray for Walton and his girls. I am sending a picture at the end as well with him. You'll see him and his two girls beside the piano. They had a very important date today with the authorities, and pray that the Lord will open the door so that he can keep his girls and those false accusations that have already been proven false but brought up again with him back when he was living with the mother of the girls, a big mess. But anyway, he's very faithful to church, just never misses, and he's just a great testimony and a wonderful spirit and trusting the Lord in all of this. But you know, it's got to be tough thinking that maybe they put the girls in another home or something. So thanks for praying for Walted. Also for Ian Romaine, the little missionary kid who's now, I think it's Ohio. They're checking him out, and I've sent some information about that. We've been spending special time in prayer for him at church and so forth as well. This coming weekend, Mimi and I are gone from here. We're going to be in Barcelona, and I'm going to be preaching at a church there in the outskirts. They're going to be installing deacons and leadership, and I've got a men's meeting and so forth. So we're going to go, Lord willing, leave on Friday. Mimi will rearrange her English teaching, and we'll go and get some. There's some visits, some important visits I want to get done while I'm there as well, and haven't been able to. So we'll be out. There'll be plenty of work there that weekend, and there'll be co-workers will cover here. And so that'll be a different kind of a weekend. I used to never leave for a weekend anywhere, meetings, and recently I've changed a little bit this year and decided I'll take some of those invitations. And so this is one of those opportunities. Then I'll send a picture of Aaron, Pastor Aaron in Nepal, baptizing a man there, and you'll see his baptistry is probably a little different than yours and ours. But the work is going forward. And then also, Pastor Luis, the man in Peru I've told you about, they're preparing a conference at the end of June for the pastors that are way up in the Amazon region as well as in the mountains. At one of the places is, I forget the name of it, it's got a weird name. Anyway, it's a town, it's called the town at the top of the world. It's at 6,000 meters. That's about 19,000 feet. And he said, you go up there and you just throw up. I mean, it's so high if you're not used to it. And so what they're doing is they're inviting from all of these villages that even have their own languages and dialects. They're inviting the leadership to come to a city town called Siriaco. And they're going to have a 3-day conference of capacitación, they call it. Basically just leadership training. And I'm going to be sending some of my books to them, and they're going to have other materials, and they're going to use some of our intensive institute materials to give them this leadership comes down from all of these different towns to just to give them some good training, because apparently there's a tremendous need for it. A lot of charismatic influence coming in there, and anyway, it's a very interesting. So I'm going to send you a video. The video is a Pastor Felino. He pastors a church out there, but he is the man who is inviting all of these towns. He's going to these towns to invite the leadership to this conference. And so in the video, he's simply explaining that he came to the river, and it's it's, you can tell the water is muddy and fresh from rain, and it is quite dangerous. And he's on his way to getting ready to cross the river on his way home after taking this, you know, getting these invitations out to all the villages in that area. He's obviously in the Amazon area, but then and as well in some of those very, very high places. So. And then what other pictures are there? There's a picture of the prayer time at Friday Fellowship. I may or may not include that one. Walter and the girls, Aaron baptizing the Peruvian. Oh, yeah. And Edwin and Ruth, who I meet with every Monday and doing some counseling with them. They yesterday announced their engagement. which was pretty obvious to everyone, but it was an official announcement, and they will be getting married in August. And it's a wonderful thing to have a couple who is just a sponge for counsel, and they're faithful and doing things right, have a great testimony, very active in church, and just a wonderful young couple. We can't wait to see them married and going forth. A lot of issues in their background, but God has done a wonderful work of grace. His name is Edwin. Her name is Ruth, basically. And then what else? Oh, I'll send a picture of Andrea, our daughter-in-law's graduation. So there's a picture of Mark and her and Dad Allen. And I'll let it go at that. That's going to be a bunch, and this has gotten long. So thanks for listening. Thanks for praying. And appreciate your friendship. Goodbye. God bless you.